Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love on 9/11, 2010. And we're discussing the number one argument in the world, which is sovereignty. 9/11 is a good time to talk about that. The sovereignty issue is brought to the fore at this time. The symbolism of 9/11 is, of course, indelibly etched in our consciousness. And whether this emergency number warrants a 9/11 phone call or a remembrance of that infamous day of treason and treachery, 9/11 is still a call to action for all true caregivers and patriots who are called to respond to crisis, whether local or now global. The crisis now is a global crisis of sovereignty. And this issue of sovereignty and understanding this issue is really, when I say the number one argument in the world, it is a key issue dealing with all core issues at the heart of our social, political, and economic institutions. So I'll be going into that today. You can call in today. The theme, basically, I'd like to represent with a quote from Thomas Jefferson, who said, "The issue today is the same as it has been throughout all history, whether man shall be allowed to govern himself or be ruled by a small elite." So this day is being honored, recognized, celebrated in different ways. I picked up a calendar the other day and noticed that September 11th had a little notation at the bottom that this was Patriots Day. So I guess this would be a way of positioning this, whether you're a patriot or a caregiver or a light worker, light weaver, or light bearer who is really concerned with this core issue of the hour being recognized on this day. You might find this show interesting. If you've had a chance to look at the Cosmic Love web page introducing this show, you'll see a picture of a galaxy. It's the Sombrero Galaxy, actually. And that picture depicts what our Milky Way galaxy actually looks like from the side. You might be looking across the galactic plane and photon belt that aligns billions of star systems with the great central sun of our galaxy. Just as our solar system has a great central sun, and just as every atom is a miniature solar system with a nucleus and orbiting particles, just as every cell in our body has a nucleus, this model, you might say, of the universe within and without, from an atomic level to a cosmic galactic level, is a subject that I thought I'd orient as I go into the show for the big picture. Mankind's puny understanding of the divine order of the universe corresponds to the jaded understanding of universal sovereignty. And such sovereignty corresponds, you might say, to the metaphoric second coming of Christ-like conscience that is awakening as our DNA is infused with the frequencies of freedom and love, which is the natural consequence of the big shift of planetary energies as our solar system fully crosses the photon belt, aligning billions of stars in our Milky Way galaxy. Now, when I say that, what I'm saying is that there is a very unique thing going on. If you read the link on the photon belt alignment of stars in our galaxy, it explains what's going on with our solar system crossing over the next 2 years, through 2012, as our solar system crosses the galactic plane of our Milky Way galaxy, it's coming into full alignment with that energy field, that quantum field of the photon belt that is much more intense in the galactic plane. And understanding this concept of there is a relationship, as above, so below. The kingdom of heaven is indeed within us, united sovereigns in a unity state of, by, and for universal society. In other words, we are in the universe, and the universe is in us. And the energies that are intensifying through 2012 with this alignment of our solar system with the galactic plane is virtually rebooting our DNA, our consciousness, and our world at large, and interesting drama in the process. So as I go into the subject of sovereignty, let me begin by saying that the conventional understanding is the issue of ownership and control of our lives, our liberty, our health, wealth, and governance in general. And in the larger scheme of things, the issue of sovereignty is the cosmic struggle for the soul of mankind. And that struggle is reaching a global climax. Sovereignty is a self-governing system, and this has become the core issue behind all our social, political, and economic issues, as I mentioned. And this is the big drama facing global humanity on the 2012 timeline. These issues are going to be coming more to the surface. Do we really own our own lives, learning, health, business, wealth, government, etc.? And how can we self-correct the self-governing processes, and how will that come about? Well, that's going to come about, as I'm going to go into, largely from the inside out. Now, there is a consciousness shift going on, and you could say it's foreordained that the energetics of change will fulfill it, and I'm going to be explaining that more so. So we all know that when love, divine love, higher conscience is the rule, then love rules. And with vision of a profound big picture nature, the universal golden rule law language of love made manifest, with that vision, global netizens, all connected citizens in our new global village, they thrive. We thrive when we have, you might say, the higher conscience of a higher vision of what this universal sovereignty concept really is. But without vision, of course, the people perish. You know, this is kind of the classic. This is the challenge of the 2012 timeline, whether that's going to be a catastrophic timeline or whether that's going to be a golden age timeline, it's not etched in stone. Mankind has free will, so anything is possible. But again, the greater the vision, the better the results. So I'm going to be going into a vision of this concept from a, you might say, a metaphoric perspective, looking at it from a lot of different angles. You might say that the law of love is universal law with a universal language. And that language is the fractal geometry that frames the order of the universe. And I have spoke about this fractal geometry throughout all creation. And you might say that God has methods, and that there is an order and a geometry and a frames of reference, you might say, for the harmony of the spheres of influence, which are the billions of stars infused with intelligence across our Milky Way galaxy. Now, when I say infused with intelligence, that stars have intelligence. If you click on that link, infused with intelligence that I've provided, and the information, the article on the introductory webpage, if you read through this and process these concepts, that there is intelligence in these great stellar bodies. And there's this new science called audio acoustics that actually picks up the frequencies, which are like a heartbeat, a signature that each star has. And as I said, mankind's puny understanding of the divine order of the universe is just beginning to realize that the stars, the real stars in our galaxy, have a definite frequency, a definite in a signature for a consciousness, you might say. And this is again beyond the reckoning of modern science, that frequency, that light carries intelligence. There's a lot of new research with lasers where they are able to carry amazing amounts of information, you might say intelligence, on carrier waves, laser carrier waves, and to modulate all kinds of coded information within light. And what we're finding out is that there is a light and an intelligence in the universe, in stellar bodies, and it's concentrated in the galactic plane that our solar system is moving through. So understanding this cosmic law of light, that light carries intelligence, and that there is vast intelligence permeating our entire system of worlds, not just our solar system, but our solar system in resonance with the energies of billions of stars in our galaxy, our Milky Way galaxy. So this is a concept of cosmic love, you might say, at the highest, most profound, big picture level, that I thought I'd bring into the show today. And it's been a theme I've been massaging last several shows, that there is an intelligence in the universe that pervades all creation. Some people call it the creator intelligence, or God, or cosmic love, I refer to it. But the bottom line is, to the extent that we understand this intelligence that governs the order of the universe, to that extent, do we come into alignment, you might say, with this aligning process that's going on through 2012. So it's a concept that, as you, the more you understand of the interconnectedness that's going on in our DNA, these energies that are influencing our DNA and our consciousness, the higher the concept, the greater the results. In other words, as we become more conscious of how we are conscious and the dynamics involved, we can process through that which has been unconscious. And this is a time when all things are being unveiled. That's a theme, the lifting of the veil, the thinning of the veil, that I've had numerous authors, more than a dozen books on the subject of 2012 on cosmic love. And this subject keeps coming up, the thing of the veil, and what that means we'll be going into. So there are two conflicting ideas behind sovereignty that fuels the argument, whether mankind shall survive and thrive in alignment with the universal order of cosmic love, or suffer and die with love's absence, which is, you might say, faithless fear. There's a fear matrix, and you might say there's a divine order and a divine love matrix. And depending on what matrix you're living in, it's whether you are on the 2012 catastrophic timeline, you might say, or the 2012 golden age timeline. There is a point where each individual, each soul is... you might say, the mediator for past and future, with a perceptual frame of reference that will define the reality that they are co-creating. So the one idea of sovereignty is that it's simply the accumulation of a commodity called power. And I'm going to go into the two ideas of sovereignty and see if you can relate to this concept of this first idea, which is the accumulation of a commodity called power. And you, of course, exercise this commodity to produce the result that you want. And from Alexander the Great to Genghis Khan, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, and Mao Zedong, you have idealistic individuals throughout history who have accumulated power with the feeling that if they centralized power under themselves, they would create a better world. But centralized love of power by itself, as history has shown, does not produce good results for the decentralized masses. And a key concept here is a quote from the father of modern psychology, Carl Gustav Jung, who said that where love rules, there is no will to power, and where power predominates, their love is lacking. The one is the shadow of the other. So it's like two sides of the same coin, the love of power, the power of love. And one defines the catastrophic timeline, and the other defines the golden age timeline. And I'll be going into that more. So you know, the other idea of sovereignty is simply a divine right of every individual in the world. And of course, this was the idealism of the Piscean master, Yahshua, Jesus, who said that the kingdom of heaven is within you, which today translates to the cosmic energies infusing our DNA and rebooting our conscience with the intelligence, the light of cosmic love. So that great love is the master's key to sovereignty. And that love is forgiving, service to others, rather than forgetting, service to self. And I'm doing a play on words, like the subject of the love of power versus the power of love. You have forgiving versus forgetting. You have service to self versus service to others. And this dynamic is really the heart of the equation for each soul at this time. And I like this analogy to a quote from Jesus regarding the collective conscience as the second coming, when he said to love with all your heart and all your mind and all your strength and to paraphrase it, and your netizen neighbor in our global village as thyself. In other words, we're all connected. So to love your neighbor as thyself today translates to the instant, everywhere, and interactive internet, where the netizens, global citizens on the internet, are your neighbor. We live in a global village now. So this is the idealism of the golden rule that was epitomized near the end of the Piscean Age with the great experiment in God government, the American Revolution. That was based on the representation of decentralized, Christ-like principles of, by, and for all sovereign people. And the principle of sovereignty was ensconced with the Bill of Rights, our core sacred freedoms. And U.S. founding fathers were well aware that only the ordained power of love, decentralized in the hearts and minds of the masses, would provide sufficient checks and balances on inordinate centralized love of power. That's what the checks and balances in the Constitution were all about. The sovereignty would only be preserved if conscience, decentralized in the hearts and minds of the masses, would provide sufficient checks and balances on inordinate centralized love of power. Well, we've come a long way in 200 years, but that drama has not changed. And the issue today, as Thomas Jefferson said, is still the same as it has been throughout history, whether man shall be allowed to govern himself or be ruled by a small elite. So the chief architect of the Constitution really said it well, James Madison, who said the conscience that conscience is the most sacred of all property. And that's the issue. Without vision, without conscience, the people perish. With vision, with conscience, the people survive and thrive. And this brings us to, again, the core issue of the 2012 timeline, whether it's going to be a catastrophic timeline or whether it's going to be a golden age timeline. So it was the divine idea of sovereignty that sparked the American Revolution with Thomas Paine's Common Sense, the most successful political treatise in history. Now, that voice of freedom and opportunity sparked the great experiment in representative government by appealing to the divine spark of love that lights every soul which comes into the world. The burst of freedom, innovation, and opportunity that naturally resulted since then has been an inspiration to the world. And even though we now see how the tyranny of a self-serving power elite has centralized power, covertly infiltrating core institutions of banking, media, healthcare, and the government, and even though this has inverted, subverted, perverted, and otherwise sabotaged sovereignty of a decentralized public netizen or global citizen nature, this too shall pass in the relative twinkling of an eye on the 2012 timeline, as the alignment of our solar system with the galactic plane reboots the nucleus of our atom cells and our hearts, our heart of hearts, with universal cosmic law language as a systemic frequency infusing the consciousness of all of us, the United Sovereigns, in a new global village, a unity state, as a new common sense of, by, and for a global evolution, revolution, and higher conscience. So that's the idealism of the Golden Age timeline. And it's based on the concept and the understanding that power without core moral principles has always been the chief nemesis of decentralized public sovereignty. Our core constitutional freedoms mean nothing when the inordinate love of power eclipses the ordained power of love. When the only resolution for global evolution is a global revolution, a systemic revolution in higher conscience from the inside out. And this is what's going on a planetary basis with the energies infusing our DNA and our consciousness at this time. And I love the quote by Teilhard Chardin, I don't know how to pronounce it correctly, Teilhard de Chardin, who said that man can harness the winds, the waves, and the tides, but when he can harness the power of love, then for the second time in the history of the world, man will have discovered fire. Well, it's interesting that it's cosmic fire, you might say. It's light of cosmos, this intelligence of cosmos, infusing our solar system, you know, resonating from the galactic core, through the core of our solar system, our sun, and resonating and intensifying through into the Earth, that is changing our consciousness. And this cosmic fire, you might say, is, and I like the metaphor that for the second time in the history of the world, man will have discovered fire. And so, obviously, the golden rule, law, language of, by, and for our divine rights is the heart of sovereignty for every golden age. Conscientious common sense today, in a world of instant everywhere and interactive internet capabilities, will naturally empower wisdom with love at the heart of social conscience in our global social networks. So this dynamic is really more so than just the power of love versus the love of power. It's open systems versus closed systems. It's decentralized systems versus centralized systems. And the key infrastructure for global consciousness is the internet itself, this instant, everywhere, and interactive internet. And the potential for culturing social conscience in our global social networks is phenomenal, the potential. And there is a resonance or a synchronicity of correspondence between what's going on the outer and the inner. We've seen this with the computer internet revolution the last 20 years as our solar system has entered fully into the photon belt of these more intense energies that are being broadcast through our sun in resonance with the great central sun of our galaxy. Now, this is a phenomenon you never hear about, or you rarely hear about. There's quite a few books actually have been written about this, and this subject has been discussed multiple times on this show by authors of books on 2012. But this understanding of what's going on with the transformation of, you might say, the infrastructure of our DNA in resonance with these, this cosmic fire, these cosmic energies. And as this relates to the infrastructure of the central nervous system of the world, which is the internet, you might say, there's this resonance going on, and there's this this accelerating innovation, technological innovation, that is beginning to harmonize the inner with the outer. In other words, creating external environments with our communication networks that are in harmony with these principles of higher intelligence that are raising our consciousness from the inside out through our DNA. So the dynamic here is we're seeing the evolution from closed systems, one-way centralized, top-down mass media programming of communication, mass communications with no feedback, towards open systems that are decentralized in the grassroots or the net roots of the internet. And it's moving from, you might say, top-down to one-way programming to bottom-up, two-way, four-way, 100-way, and you've got interactive capabilities evolving now in our social networks with hundreds or thousands of people at the same time. And that's the future. This is what's coming. Open systems with decentralized interactive media. You might say the new grassroots is our net roots by global netizens, global citizens. Will naturally check and balance closed systems, the top-down centralized programming of the masses with no feedback. And the key principle here was again referenced by James Madison, chief architect of the Constitution, who said, "Public opinion sets bounds to every government and is the real sovereign in every free one." So the culturing of public opinion, social conscience in our social networks is the corollary to what James Madison was championing with the Constitution and the formation of a republic with representative freedoms. So this is the power of enlightened, decentralized conscience, conscientious common sense that makes all of our core public institutions accountable to the purpose they have vowed to serve. So this process, just like with the American Revolution that was sparked with Thomas Paine's common sense, this process of crystallizing, catalyzing, or otherwise framing conscientious common sense in our social networks today is a process of not fighting the existing reality, but building a new model that makes the existing model of one-way centralized mass programming obsolete. And that this is in reference to a quote by Buckminster Fuller, who said, "You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete." So this is the capability of net reality in our new global village. New networking models, communication models, not unlike BBS radio, that is also evolving, the concept of interaction, whereby people can originate programs like I'm doing with the show. People can listen to the programs. People can feedback to the programs, and a process of origination and evaluation can evolve whereby more and more people are involved in the process for what I call or refer to as information's ecology, the recycling of general knowledge to generate specific wisdom. So I have a link that you can click on in the copy that if you're reading this as I'm from the article that I provided. This is my basic script that I'm trying to key to pretty much. At the point where I'm referring to another website that you can click on, and the link is the golden rule at this point in the copy. And at that page, you have a rendition of the concept of the golden rule from all the major religions of the world, always saying the same thing in different ways. You can do unto others, you have them do unto you. But every religion has a different way. It's a core part of the great spiritual traditions, world religions, throughout history. The concept has been consistent. And this is really the core concept of love-centric sovereignty that is at the heart of the world's great religions. And the real enemy of such sovereignty has always been fanatical religious BS belief systems, whether they be Christian, Muslim, Jewish, or any other mainstream religion that betrays the ordained center, the power of love, for the inordinate extremes, the love of power. But, of course, universal love, universal sovereignty makes that enemy obsolete. So we've all probably heard of what's going on in New York City over the Muslim mosque and the fanaticism you can see from all sides surfacing. And basically, that's just a clear demonstration of what I'm referring to. There is the peace-loving, golden rule-loving core of all these religions of the world, and you have the extremists. And again, in one extreme, you have the love of power predominating, and their love is lacking. And the other side of the coin is that when peace-loving, golden rule-loving energies rule, there is no will to power. There's no demonstrating in the streets. There's no creating emotional trauma and sensationalism to force or otherwise push an agenda. These are the two sides of the big drama we're seeing on the 2012 timeline, and whether we're going to have a catastrophic timeline or a golden age timeline. So there is this choice that global humanity is facing. And the core principle of this dynamic is towards a golden age timeline, is that the more love infusing our world at this time, the less fear. And the less fear, the more faith. The more faith, the less despair. And the less despair, the more hope. And the more hope, the less insecurity. And the less insecurity, the more we naturally resonate with our divine destiny and the emerging blueprint for a golden age. So only a power shift that centers and connects the hearts and minds of the masses with the Holy Spirit of love and action will effectively counter the divide-to-conquer fanatical BS belief systems that separates humanity from the higher power of love-centric conscience. As the great soul Mahatma Gandhi once said, if a man reaches the heart of his own religion, he's reached the heart of all religions. So what global humanity conceives and believes in regard to the very real opportunity for mass spiritual awakening at this time, we will naturally achieve. And the higher the concept of love at the heart of the internet, the web of light infusing Earth's evolutions at this time, the greater the results on Earth as in heaven, the quantum field of unity conscience morphing the energy grids of Earth with cosmic love. Call that quantum conscience or divine light conscience. It's the same. I'm talking about the same thing. So here we are, global humanity facing this 2010-2012 timeline. And it's either going to be, number one, a catastrophic timeline, number two, a golden age timeline, or number three, a combination of one and two, obviously. So just as there are two separate realities regarding sovereignty, two completely different worldview, the love of power and the power of love, there is now a great drama playing out for all souls on Earth. The timeline destiny we individually and collectively serve, co-create, or otherwise choose. Now, this gets really interesting with everyone's belief system. Everyone's belief system is the really core foundation of what they think, feel, know, and do. I mean, it's everyone's filter, as you might say, is their belief system. And any collective belief system of mass intensity creates a prayer field, a quantum energy field. And that quantum energy field is the quantum reality of self-fulfilling prophecy. The expression is, and some people don't like this expression, but it's an expression of the dynamic of free will that we get what we ask for in the larger scheme of things, whether we know it or like it or not. And if you think of how every soul has many opportunities coming into embodiment to work out the drama of the spirit that matters in this dense octave of incarnation, you can see how we all have many opportunities to get it right, to transcend stinking thinking or paradigm paralysis or asking for the wrong things, you might say, and focus our pure intention with for evolutionary ascension along more enlightened lines. So, excuse me while I take a drink here. Anyway, this is the dynamic that we're all facing. And understanding the catastrophic timeline, this is what I refer to as the BS of the belief system, for BS for short. The global Armageddon must come with wars, plague, economic collapse, and cataclysmic earth changes before the Great Awakening, or Second Coming. And there are many fear-based people, the poor in spirit, you might say, who believe religiously that catastrophe must precede a golden age. That religious BS feeds the fear-based catastrophic timeline as a self-fulfilling prophecy. And I like the quote of wise old Benjamin Franklin about such fear-based religion. And Franklin once said that religion is indeed a principal thing, but too much is worse than none at all. The world abounds with knaves and villains, but of all knaves, the religious knave is the worst, and villainies acted under the cloak of religion are the most despicable. And I would agree with that specifically in the case of the negative energy that actually puts stock in the need for wars, plague, economic collapse, and cataclysmic earth changes before there can be a great awakening. I mean, there's a point for every soul that believing anything makes it so, if you believe it's so, whether it is so or not. So putting energy into that catastrophic worldview, you might say, makes karma. And, you know, because thoughts have wings, and as the veil thins, and the power or the effect of prayer fields, collective groupthink of a negative nature, has its own effect. Anyway, I'm going to wrap up with the Golden Age timeline, which is in harmony with a cosmic timetable, a reality that supersedes our puny understanding of the cosmic scheme of things. And this is the cosmic timetable through 2012 that makes the world obsolete as we have known it. Why? Because our worldviews will come into alignment and change with the dimensional shift as cosmic energies emanating from the great central sun of our Milky Way galaxy resonates in conjunct alignment with the sun in our own solar system, as explained in the link I provided at Quantum Conscience. So I provided a lot more information on the article link that follows on the Cosmic Love webpage. A lot of food for thought here. Dozens of website links that you can read and go into much more depth on the subject of the great drama unfolding. And I wish you happy trails until we meet again in another couple weeks. And here's to it for now for Cosmic Love. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I've enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention, because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.